Give them a shout of praise right now. Ha, thank you, Jesus. Sharaba shakaratata. Ha, just continue to praise him with your own words. Ha, ramashokore bashara. God, we thank you for your presence in this place today. Ha, whoa, we thank you for your unfailing love, God. Hore mashara tata shara. God, we thank you that you never fail us. Ha, yeah, ramashore basante de karatata shara. Ha, God, we thank you because you are God. Ha, yara mashore bashara. Ha, da 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 shara basokote de shara. Ha, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, whoa, ha. You can have a seat. Don't know for how long, but just have a seat. For those of you that don't know me, I am Sandra. I am part of Vero and Jay Cell, have been part of their cell for, I don't know, 6-7 years now. As most of you know, Jay is in the hospital, so if you can continue to pray for him, that would be awesome. My prayer for him is that he'll be completely healed, that the surgeons won't have to, operate on him, because we serve an awesome God. You know, we serve a God that can heal anything. You know, so we'll just pray right now. We'll pray again. God, I just ask that you just dissolve those stones. Ha. We command the inflammation in the gallbladder and in the pancreas, God, to just subside right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, and I pray that your spirit just fill his hospital room right now. Ha, that he feels like he's having his own service. Ha, in that hospital, God. God, and I pray that he be an example to those nurses and doctors, God. Ha, that they'll come to Christ through him. Ha. Oh, because nothing is impossible for you, God. And we just lift that family up right now, God. We ask for protection even over Vero and those girls right now, God. We pray for favor over their lives. Hey, favor over their finances in Jesus' name. Ha. God, we just say, let your will be done over that family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Ha. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Ha. Whew. Yeah. Not sure what God wants to do today, but I think it's going to be quite awesome, as always. Ha. Decided to look up the meaning of Thanksgiving, yesterday. And it says, the act of giving thanks, grateful acknowledgement of benefits or favor, especially to God. This is in the dictionary. You know, and then it's like number two, it's like an expression of thanks, especially to God. A public celebration in acknowledgement of divine favor or kindness. A day set apart for giving thanks to God. Ha. Yeah. So you saw that's what God wants us to do today, is just set today apart, to thank him. Just to thank him for everything. Ha. Oh, yeah, Daddy God. Shakara mashara. Psalms 100, is a psalms all about thanksgiving. It says, shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. Ha. Yeah. So I was looking for passages that just spoke about, you know, Thanksgiving, and there's a lot. I just wrote some down. There's hundreds, but, and it was all, I want you to hear this. in Psalms 91, verse 1, it says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High." And then in Psalms 106 says, "Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever." Psalms 118:1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever." Psalms 136:1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever." Hey, it's not a coincidence. You know, once when we thank God, when we praise Him, for everything that He's done for us, because His love never fails us. I love to look up words in the dictionary, so I was like, okay, there's faithful, 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 faithful. So I looked up faithful, and it says true to one's word, promises, and vows. Reliable and trusted. So when God's word says that His faithful love endures forever, what does that tell you? That He is true to His word. Whatever He has promised you will come to pass. It might take a day, it might take a year, it might take 4 years. But it will come to pass. So what are you doing from now until you get to what God has promised you? You got to thank Him along the way. I find that sometimes we forget to thank God because we don't see what we want to see. You know, I don't know who's on Facebook, but one of my statuses this week was, I can't wait until I reach the mountaintop and just yell, I'm healed, you know? But I'm like, until then, I'm just going to thank God for strength every day to make it to that mountaintop. You know, a lot of you know my situation. A lot of you don't know my situation. I've been off work since January due to an injury. One injury led to a whole bunch of different body malfunctions. Haven't been able to eat in 3 months. People ask me, like, how are you standing? God? Really? You know, like, every day I need to thank God that He has given me strength to make it through another day. You know, every day I need to thank God for His mercy and His love and His grace over my life. You know, last week I was thanking God every time I made a phone call and my phone wasn't cut. You know, I'm like, thank you, Jesus. You know, Bell didn't cut my line. Like, you have to see God in the little things in order to see God in the big things. I just feel like today God wants not only for us to express our thankfulness to Him, but He wants to highlight things that are stopping us from giving Him thanks, or for seeing the small stuff, or for seeing the stuff that God is actually doing in our lives. I'm going to read you a question, and I'm going to leave this. I don't want you to answer this question, not to me, but I want you to meditate on this question and think about it on a daily basis. What if you woke up today with only the things you thanked God for yesterday? That's what I said. You know, you start thinking, like, originally, I thought, what if you woke up tomorrow with the things you thank God for today? Well, that gives me all day to thank God, you know, knowing that question. But what if you woke up this morning only with what you thanked God for yesterday? What would you wake up to today? Some of us would wake up with a lot of things, and some of us will wake up with, I don't know. A bed? I know a lot of people thank God for their beds they hit it at night. Just meditate on that. You're going to have an opportunity to come up here and just share what you're thankful for. And I want us to really think about what we're thankful for. You know, it's so easy to say, you know, I'm thankful for my job, or I'm thankful for my house, which are great things to be thankful for. But like, just look at your life and just, you know, ask God, you know, what have you been doing in my life? Sometimes we just forget about those things. Huh. And I want to just break off shame. I know sometimes to stand up in front of people, it's hard. Especially, you know, I might think that giving thanks to God for a cup of coffee might seem irrelevant to you, but to me, that's amazing. Like, I thank God for my cup of latte every morning. Even if it doesn't stay down, I'm like, I just, you know, the fact that God has provided for me to have a cup of coffee in the morning is amazing. Do I need the cup of coffee? No, I don't, but He knows that I love coffee. He knows that I love Jesus a latte. Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha. So yeah, whoever wants to come up and just start, we're just going to dedicate today to thanking God for His love and His faithfulness.
Well, I have an awful lot to be thankful for, particularly this month. 1 year ago, exactly almost, my entire life fell apart, and God picked me up, and I became a Christian, and here I am. So that is something I'm extremely thankful for. And I found this church, and it all happened in 3 weeks, so praise God.
Come on, guys. Give God praise.
This time last year, I was in the middle of school of ministry, and I am really thankful for God's His faithfulness to prove that He is my dad. I argued a lot and I fought a lot. I don't know my earthly father. I had a lot of hurt in that area, and He just, like, this time last year, I was totally different. Like, I was fighting Him. I was like, really, really honestly thought there was no way out. I was like, there's no way I could know the love of God. Like, there's no way. I'm too far gone. And He didn't give up. He just kept going. And I'm really, really thankful for Him. And I'm really thankful for my friends. I have never experienced anything like the friends that He gave me. I have a couple in particular who just have sown in so much into my life and that are just invaluable to who I am. I am so, so thankful for them.
Hi, good morning. Is this good? I have so much to be thankful for. I'm thankful for the place where I live, right in the middle of downtown. There was a time when I lived in a little room with a tiny little window. And I used to pray for a place just like that, but like maybe 7 or 8 times bigger. And God gave that to me. And it's, you know, it's been great. Just a few weeks ago, I went to a healing service, and suddenly I could breathe, you know, for the first time. I used to think that in Toronto there was no air. You know, I just figured, okay, Toronto, smog, you know, dirt. You just can't breathe in Toronto. And I would just go around like that, thinking that's the way that my life was. And suddenly, after this healing service, I could breathe. I could just breathe freely and clearly. And it was like such a revelation to me. I called everyone, you know, and said, I can breathe, I can breathe, I can breathe. You know, it was just fantastic. And since that time, I feel stronger and more energetic, and just really praise the Lord for that. So I thank God for all the people that, you know, help John and pray for John. I'm just thankful for so many things. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay. I want to say, Tuda Rabba Abba. Does anybody know what I just said? Anybody? Anybody at all? Nobody? What? Yeah. I just said Hebrew. It's Tuda mean thank you in Hebrew. Rabba mean very much. Thank you very much. Abba is God. Father, God, right? So I just want to say thank you. Like, I have so much to be thankful for. My life has been a blessed life. I can stand here as a testimony of a very blessed life before you, because God took me up as a child and has really blessed me. I've not had a job. I've left my job since the year 2000. Does anybody know that? And I live alone, and I've lived off my savings. A number of you have already known my story. Live off my savings for these number of years. And God has always provided. And what you have to be you have to be faithful. If you get some money, somebody hand you some money, tithe it. Give offerings all the time. Never go without giving an offering. God always see what you give, and he always return it back to you, even multiply it back to you. And I just want to tell you, in this past year, it's just been amazing. I've had money come to me unexpectedly, and just in this past week, I had a check sent to me by an anonymous person. I don't know who it is. I kind of guess who it is. It's a large sum of money, a very large. And she sent it in the, what is it, draft, where you don't have it identified. So, and we're in the season of, I don't know if you're aware of the Jewish calendar. It's actually harvest season as well. We are in the month of Tishri, which is harvest season, and it has the high holy days. Yesterday was just Yom Kippur. I actually celebrate Yom Kippur, but you fast day and, you know, you repent before the Lord and you renew your life to the Lord for another year, and, you know. So I actually did that. And before, you had Rosh Hashanah, and you have Yom Kippur, and we're leading up now to Tabernacles. And this is what we're all looking for with joy, in tabernacling with God. Because he said in Revelation, it says, behold, the tabernacle of God is among men. And that is what we're anticipating with joy. And all the feasts in the Hebraic calendar all happened during the harvest time. God called his people to celebrate him. He said, these are my appointed times to celebrate. And I noticed in my life that God worked during the Hebraic calendar with the harvest time. Now I'm harvesting. I'm getting all, you know, it's monetary and other things as well. So I just wanted to give God thanks and praise for his goodness. Because this time last year, I also received from Marnie Blom, you guys know who she is, she sent me an unexpected check in the mail last year at this time, and she was going through financial struggle. She sent me, and I've had a person in one of my groups, she tied her money to me. And I said, are you sure you want to do this? She said, I prayed the Lord, and he told me to tithe her money that month. She goes to different ministries, and she tied to me. And I just want to give God thanks and praise. And I just want to read from Habakkuk. And you must praise God in all situations, when it's good times, when it's horrible times. Just praise him at all times, and because he's worthy of our praise, you know. And I just want to read from the end of Habakkuk, and this is a farmer who's talking about his flock, his crop failing, and giving praise to the Lord. You might be familiar with this. It's the very end of Habakkuk. And it says, though the fig trees should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet I will exalt the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hind's feet and make me walk in my high places. Just to remember that the Lord can give you strength through everything and to praise him through all these things, and he will always reward you. Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Most people, I admit out, I don't think are really aware of all the misadventures that I have lately. back in the summer, my friends Trevor and Zuzka, they were kind enough to treat me to Swiss Chalet. Woohoo! Swiss Chalet. And one of my traditions in Thanksgiving is to, if I can't find anything else, is go to Swiss Chalet. And back in the summer, I've been really meeting a lot of people on the streets, people who are panhandling, homeless, and getting to know and connect with them. And this girl was on the streets. She was, at the time, 3 months pregnant, panhandling on the streets. And I connected with her, saw her a few times, connected with her and her boyfriend, got their phone number. And about a month and a half ago, I got to go to their apartment. And they still were panhandling, but they were just on welfare and just living in an apartment, though. Got a chance to be with them, pray with them. And for this weekend, I just said, hey, let's do something for Thanksgiving. And so we went out to Swiss Chalet yesterday. And they were just so thankful about having that experience of like going to Swiss Chalet and having, you know, he had a rib and chicken dinner. She had fish and chips, ironically. And she's now like 7 months pregnant. And it was just, for me, that was my blessing, was to have the honor and privilege. To me, it wasn't, they were thanking me like repeatedly saying, thank you. You didn't have to do this. Why'd you do this? You know, you don't have to do this. And I was had a chance in the previous time to like pray and prophesy with them, but it wasn't about that. It was about the experience of the honor of being with them, just that honor of being with these people. And they were thankful when they had nothing. And it's just the reality of that sinks in so deep of just of what they're going through. And so anyways, I want to just say that was my experience of Thanksgiving, was just the honor of being with them.
You can line up here if you want to come after John.
I am thankful. I am thankful. Thank you.
Amen.
Hi. I just want to thank God right now for providing for my finances. Last week, around the same time, I had $9 in my bank account. And I didn't tell anyone that I was short of money, but when I visited my grandfather that weekend, he gave me a check for $1,000.
Yay, God. Anybody else? Come on, don't be shy. It's Thanksgiving, by the way.
Thank you. And thank you, Lord. I guess I have to be thankful for the passage of time and the promise that God had given many, many years ago when I was that high. He gave me lots of visions, lots of understanding about what he planned to do and so on and so forth. These things weren't to come to fruition until his hair turned white, you know? I would have thought it would be a little bit sooner, and of course expectations were there all along, but basically throughout the years I had been living in a kind of a cave emotionally and mentally. I was diagnosed with schizophrenia, and there's no real good prognosis with somebody with schizophrenia. It's just a management program from that point on, but in God's economy, that's totally out to lunch, and it is with me living in this cave, looking through the top. You could only see a little bit. You don't understand what the world is all about, but gradually, God has been tearing these things away and rebuilding this temple. And now, at this point, I can say, I have those expectations that I only thought were out there somewhere. And God has given me the spirit of why not? Why not? Think and get those dreams, bring them closer to you, because it just might be time for things to happen. And I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Swami, and I'm Sarah Svinari's father. I thank for God for I'm being here. I feel a freedom in this place, so I thank God already for that. And I don't know, I just sat down there, and when at the beginning, actually, when the worship started, and thank you for the leading us to the worship as well, I thank God for that. Hello. She wants to share to us too. That's okay. I thank God for that too. And I don't know. We had actually last night, because of due to circumstances, we had actually last night a Thanksgiving dinner, and everybody and around the table, we have shared a Thanksgiving to God personally, what God has done to our lives. But I said, I think we have done everything to thank God. So I think, when I'm sitting down there in worship and said, God, I think God just impressed to me, and I haven't asked a permission from my own daughter. She was born with an anomaly in her blood, and we have tried different things, and Lydia's uncle is a medical doctor in the team of research and all the things. We sent her, did them the blood report, and she need to be taken blood every day and all the things. And we were just, contemplating the God, what's going on with Sarah? And it took us this blood check for more than 6 years. I think just over 6 years that she need to be checked the blood. I think the white blood, is it, Lydia? Was the blood was 1/10 of what she's supposed to have. And say, what's going on? But on a sudden, after 6 years, the doctor said, let it go. And just check with another 6 months. And after 6 months, she was diagnosed normal. Completely normal. So, yeah, praise the Lord. And since then, she is just normal. But I think I would like just to take one step back. We actually lost her brother. She actually, during pregnancy, and my wife, she has a... So that on top, when we lost the first child and then facing this second child, and just give us a lot of, tasks to, and asking God what's going on and so on. So I don't know, I just want to share, and God revealed that today. Say sometimes we just think about, from today or yesterday, but God revealed us like 30 years ago how God has give us and bless us. And we sometimes forgot about the long time blessing. So I just want to say that. Thank you.
Amen, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. This is sort of along the same lines. I should introduce myself because my wife and I have only been here from the last few weeks. My name is Jeff, my wife Renee, and I'm just here to thank God for my son. I'm a late bloomer in many regards, having to wait years and years and decades for promises and visions and all this sort of thing. But Christopher was one of those things in my heart, my son. And we've been married, it'll be coming up 25 years, but he is truly the hallmark of a miracle from God. It's just the birth of a completely healthy guy. He'll be turning 4 in November. And I just just praise God for his life. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just the beginning of God's work. Amen.
Yay, God.
Amen. I cannot not thank God, because he really broke through for me and my family just for the past 3 weeks. I had this Visa card that has been for a long time, since I came to Canada. So that's like 5 years ago, and it has maxed out, and I'm not minding it anymore. Like, I just... Daddy. So, and then there's this collection guy who's been calling me and been harassing me for how many months, and I'm not to the point that I don't want to talk to him anymore. So I thought by not minding it, it's gonna go away. But of course it won't, right? So and later did I know that he put me into a third collection guy third-party collection guy. And I didn't know that if it's in a third-party collection guy, it's serious. Like, it's something serious. So I found myself in a position that, like, they want me to pay, like, $4,500 now, like, at this point. And then at first I'm like, and then he's telling me, you should do this, do this. I'm like, I can't do that. Where can I find money now? Like, if you want me to do it now or the next week, I can't even, where can I find that? To the point that, like, and then at that same time, a lot of, like, pressing financial issues came. Like, my daughter needs a new hearing aid that needs, like, it has to be renewed. So we need to pay $1,500 right away to get the hearing aid. So I'm like, God, like, all the needs just suddenly came. And money became very tight for us. But to the point, and then we have this amazing, what do you call this? Vacation, not vacation, but it has been set before that we're going to meet with our pastors from the Philippines. And we know it's a pivotal meeting for us, for it to happen for us. And then I said, Lord, I think I have no more faith to believe that, you know, we can go to that. Like the date has been set, we were really, the leave has been set, but I can't go there because I really don't have money right now. Like we already paid for the hotel, but we know there are other costs that will for 5 days that will be there. And then I said to God, Lord, I am so lack of faith. Like my faith went to zero. Like and then God just spoke to me. He said, you know what, Grace? Even if you're faithless, I am faithful. And that's a verse in the Bible that God reminded me that even if your faith is zero, you know, God is still faithful, right? And then I said, okay, let's just soak. And then the Lord just like, Lord, how are you going to break through for us? We tried, like, you know, those first time in my entire life did I learn about consumer proposal, something like that. You know, those near, not bankruptcy, but near bankruptcy. And then suddenly the Lord just, like, he broke through. Suddenly he said, you know what, talk to your employer. Well, I have nothing to lose, Lord, because I really don't want to do it because I feel reputation-wise, like, it's just that we're not really, like, very much in need. It's just that they want the money now, like, that amount of money. And then, you know what, suddenly my HR manager just said, you know what, it's not impossible. That's her very words, because it has happened in the past. Our bonus is ready to go. It's just being at the end of the year. And then he said, I think it's possible for us to give you that loan. And we can just do like a $100 deduction from your salary every month, every payday. And then when bonus comes, let's just, you know, get it from the bonus. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Suddenly the Lord like made a way when there seems to be no way. Like, sometimes when you're at the end of your, you know, of your wit's end, when you're at your wit's end, then the Lord starts to do creative things, things that you haven't, you know, think before. So yeah, I just encourage each one, when things, you're at the darkest place, the only thing that, you know, stay, just believe God, because all things are possible to those who believe.
Amen. How many of you are inspired?
I'm really inspired. So inspired, I have to confess, what a whiner I am. That's why I'm standing up here. Things are really bad right now. Things are very bad. And I've been saying things are bad. But as I stand here and listen to, or sit here and listen to everybody with hearts of gratitude, I'm convicted. Because things are not that bad. Because God, really, I'm learning through how bad things are at the moment, how much He is my source and what that means. And that lots of people have bad things. Some of you have shared that. So I guess my process right now is to be coming through the other end and seeing what it means that He is my source, and that I have to stop complaining. So I can say that I do now have a heart of gratitude, and I have it up and down. I'm happy 1 minute, or gracious, or full of gratitude 1 minute, and not so full of gratitude the next. And that's part of the process, isn't it? So I think it maybe one of the things that we have as a body with each other is the freedom to be who we really are as well. And I'm grateful that Sandra has set this time aside for us to come and share our experiences and what is on our hearts, what is not on our hearts, to be able to be real.
Amen. Amen. Does anybody have anything else to share? Yes, come on up.
So, I feel before like that, no, everybody gives the testimony. I'm a gift too. But I pray to God, God, what is God have done to me? And God remind me about that, about the hearing. Is God talk to me kind of like many times, even my daughters, my husband said, but you don't listen, you don't listen. I said, God, how come I can't understand what you're doing? And how come I want to. So even if this period like this, this time, it's not that I'm too old, but I mean kind of like when the people say, when you're getting old, you cannot hear. But it's not with me. I said, just thank you to God that, God, I understand what people talking before. I said, I don't understand what you're talking about. I didn't understand. And then now lately, like, okay, understand. And God remind me like that. Okay, you tell the truth. It's not the facts, but the truth. That is, can God continue speaking to me, talking to me? You have to tell the truth. And what is even the circumstances is not the matter of the circumstances, but it's what the truth that you speak about what I talk to you. So then I said, okay, thank you, Lord Jesus. Even my age, but God still want to use me to that I can hear and can listen what God said to me.
Amen. Wow, that was loud. If I can get the worship team or just Claire to come up. The time is ahead of us. I don't know if any of you have a turkey dinner to go to. So we're going to release you soon. Not yet. Nobody leave. I just want to end today's service with praise and worship and more thankfulness to God. But I also want to pray for those that are really struggling. Those that just, you know, you're at the end and you're like, God, I want to thank you, but I'm just so wound up in my problems that I'm having a hard time seeing the good that you're doing in my life right now. And if that's you, I want to pray for you. I want to pray that God will just come sovereignly upon your life. Ha. And will take the scales off of your eyes, that you will see the Son, that you will see His love and His mercy and His grace upon your life. Ha. That it's not that bad. And that with God, nothing is impossible. And when you have a thankful heart, things become so much more manageable. Life becomes so much more manageable, ha, to live. So if that's you, please feel free to come up. Also, if you've been struggling with any sort of sickness or depression, ha, just come up. I just feel like God wants to break the spirit of depression off of His people today. Ha. Yara bashara tata shara. Ha. The spirit of depression is like a blanket that covers you. Ha. And it traps you from going forward, from doing what God has planned for you. Ha. for seeing the work that God is doing inside of you. Ha. So I just want to take a stand right now, and I say, spirit of depression, be gone right now in Jesus' name. You have no hold, no authority over God's children. Ha. Shora ma sante de kara bashara. Hara da da shakara ba sante de kara. Hara na na shora ba sante de kara da da shara. Ha. God, we just thank you for your favor and your faithfulness over our lives and over this church, God. I thank you for Midtown. I thank you for everyone in this room right now, God. Because you have a plan and a purpose for each one of us. And I thank you, God.
Stand and sing and taste and see.